for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah. It's 2511.
Okay.
2701-0029-8579.
Perfect. Just give me a few seconds here to pull up your profile here, and then we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Perfect. So is this West Coast Mini Storage, LLC?
Yes.
Perfect. And who is this that I'm talking to?
William Davis.
William Davis. And are you you the owner over there?
Yes.
100% owner, or is there an ownership breakdown?
Yes.
100%? Okay. Perfect. Let me just clarify some quick details here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you might have. Can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
I don't know if you... Yeah, you have my personal address. 1542 Villa Rica, Henderson, Nevada.
Perfect. And then the zip code?
89052.
Perfect. And then as far as, like, the structure of your business, are you, like, a C-Corp, LLC, S-Corp, proprietorship?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. And then how long have you guys been in business over there?
I think since 2005.
2005. Okay. And then is this the best number there for you, the 702-491, just in case the call gets dropped? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so, you know, we have a lot of different programs here, so depending on what you're looking for, I could kind of point you in the right direction if you just kind of want to paint a picture there for what you're looking to do.
Okay. So, yeah. So it says here, unsecured, $250,000 for 3 years.
Correct.
So it's a line of credit, right?
What we do here is it's equipment financing and then working capital. It's basically just an unsecured cash loan that we do. Was it capital that you were interested in bringing on?
Yeah, capital. I'm building three more houses.
Oh, wow. You're building three new houses?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it that you guys do over there? Are you guys a mini storage?
No, that's its final intent. But originally I owned a piece of land that I thought I could get mini storage zoning, and I couldn't, so I had to build a commercial strip center.
I see. So what is it that you guys do now?
Well, I do all types of things, but this LLC, I'm going to build these three houses.
I see.
I've already built two of them. I've already built two of them and sold them. I'm just about ready to submit for permit on the other three.
Okay, so you've built two of them. You're just needing to build one more?
No, three more.
Three more. You've built two. You need to build three more. Okay. And,
I'm going to build a mini storage.
I gotcha. And did you have, like, a ballpark figure there of what you were looking to bring on?
What do you mean?
Like, was it the 250 you were shooting for, or was there a specific number you had in mind?
If I could get more, I need $300,000 for each house to build them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My bank, Meadows Bank, has given me construction loans on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always nice to have a little bit of cash, because by the time you get voucher, it takes 30, 45 days.
Yeah.
To flip money.
I gotcha.
So in that case, it'd be straight for cash flow if it's $250,000.
I gotcha. When were you looking to bring this on? Did you already have the houses lined up, or was this something you had planned here within the next month or two? What was the kind of time frame there?
Probably going to break ground in about 60 days.
Okay. Yeah, so the way working capital works is it's based off your top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did there in sales last year for the business?
$1.1 million, I think.
$1.1 million. Okay. Okay. And then, as far as you know, building these homes and whatnot, are you going to be needing equipment as well, or are you guys already set on the equipment that you need?
You know, on one of my other companies, I need equipment. Setco is the company that does about $20 million a year. What type of interest rate you talking?
Yeah, you know, the rate's just going to depend on how much you're looking for. The term length, and you know, just kind of how you look on paper. Until I get a better understanding there of the business, we don't have a specific rate just because of the broad spectrum of businesses we work with. You know, we work with Tier A to Tier D on the credit rating, on sales, so we don't really have a set rate. You know, my job here is to get you the best approval possible, and that's kind of why I like to get a good picture of what it is you're looking for. That's why, that way I have an idea of what to shoot for on the underwriting side.
Give me your average rate so we don't waste each other's time.
No, yeah, I mean, there's really no average rate. Like I said, I don't really have a big clear picture there of the business to kind of give you a number on that. I will say the three things that we look at are going to be your sales, your time in business, and then your credit. Was what I was going to bring up. Do you know what your credit rating is? You know, are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's only just starting to come back. It's only 720.
720. Okay. I mean, you're above average there. You're actually sitting right around average there, which isn't bad at all. And you said you were in business since 2005, correct?
That's on that one company, but on the one where I need the equipment, since 1987, we're currently doing about $22 million a year, and we're making about 2.5 a year. So what would the interest rate be on a company like that?